is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday nights at 7 for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick.
Football season, finally.
The only time of the year where a full room claps for you.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, Coach, so, you know, here we are, the weird 2020 season. Push back a couple of weeks into September. It's going to have you playing into November through the regular season. But before I start for the 2020, I always like to go back to the first show of the season, talk a little bit about 2019, what your team accomplished, and then, of course, what your team looks like moving into 2020. And so last year, of course, a 4-6 season, didn't play all 10 games. Hurricane made sure that didn't happen. And then a loss to Southland in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, for us, it was an injury plagued year. You know, we lost a lot of kids. I was telling the kids today when I looked at the depth chart, we had 11 kids not dress out in the playoff game and had about 9 not dress out in the last game because of injuries. And so that was something that we fought all year. When you don't have a lot of depth, we have a major issue for us. So, you know, that's going to be a big thing for us this year is how we rotate our guys and try to make sure we keep everybody as healthy as possible. And, you know, that's going to be a big obstacle for us because we only got 30 kids, so we have to get ready to go. And, you know, looking back on it, I think we got a lot of valuable experience. We've got a lot of seniors, and I think they learned a lot of lessons from last year, and they had a great work ethic. You know, going into May, they didn't miss many days in the weight room, and they were getting after it. In March. And then on March 12th, we all went home and had to regroup. And I thought they'd come in this year, this summer, with a great work ethic. They worked hard, and we got ready. You know, we had a little setback a couple weeks ago, and we've been out 10 days, but we're back this week. We started Monday, and I thought so far we've had a pretty good week of practice.
Coach, you mentioned about the depth of your team and how many seniors you have on your team. I've always thought that in high school football, having a lot of seniors and a lot of juniors, a lot of upperclassmen, a lot of times would lead to successful seasons. So talk a little bit about the team that you have coming back. How many seniors do you have, key guys at key positions that you expect for a lot of folks to learn their names?
Well, we got 15 seniors, so that's half our team. And so I expect a good showing. I think right now a strength of our team is our offense and defensive line. They do a good job pushing each other just about every day. It's pretty much a barroom brawl in practice between those guys getting after it. And so I feel like that group up front has really progressed well, and they've got to continue to progress well for us to be successful. I think a lot of teams depend on, you know, that front line, and our offensive line has done a pretty good job, and our defensive line. So far, I take our front three pretty much against anybody right now. They're quick, they're fast, they're physical. They get down the line. They do a lot of things really well. On defense, you know, you got Will Counts, Will Thompson, those two guys there, Garrett Squire, Brett DeRito. We got 4 or 5 guys that are going to come in there, Luke Bill. We got guys that's going to be rotating in on that group all night long. And try to keep guys fresh for the offensive line, you know. And so hopefully the O-line and the D-line can spell each other a little bit on both sides of the ball and stay fresh. But I think our front five on defense, our inside linebacker play and our linebackers with the D-line is really a big strength. The unknown a little bit, so we got some guys in the secondary, that's a few first-year guys here trying to learn the system. I think they progressed mightily here in the last couple of weeks. I thought they've gotten better and better, so I think we're athletic as we've been in a while, knock on wood. We've been blessed 2 or 3 years ago to be super athletic. I wouldn't say we're super athletic. I'd say we're athletic, and we can make some plays with our feet and hands. We're going to do some things out there that's going to be a little bit different. We're going to get the offensive look. It's going to be a little bit different. I think we're pretty well versed in what we're going to do. We're going to hit you in the mouth a little bit on offense, get the wishbone some. We're going to get the wing tee stuff. We're going to spread you. We're going to get in some conventional two-back stuff. It's going to be a little bit different. We're not going to play as fast. We're going to not huddle, but we're not just going to play as fast. We're going to see what they're giving us and do some things. We're going to get some guys ready to go. So we're going to rely on the O-line. I think Kyle Perez in the backfield, I think he'll have a really good year. You know, we just hold on the ball and run downhill. He does a good job of getting downhill. And then our wide receiver guys, they're very physical. They do a good job catching the ball when we throw it. And we got to get Thomas get going. If he gets going, gets the streak, and we can get a peg on him, he's going to have a pretty good year, I think so, too.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Okay, so the weird year that's 2020, COVID-19, of course, pushes us back a couple of weeks. Originally it pushed back the GHSA stuff, and then you guys were able to follow suit with the GISA, get your schedule lined up so you didn't have to cancel any games. How has COVID-19 affected you and your practice and your team coming into the pushback season?
Well, I was feeling really good about it, you know, going into about 2 weeks ago. I thought that we had progressed really well and we were getting better, and then we had a screw up protocol, and we had a guy that had it, didn't know he had it, and all this stuff, so we had to shut everything down for 10 days. And so then that puts us just coming back to work on Monday. So we've had these 4 days to get ready for Battlewood after being set down for 10 days. And so we missed the scrimmage against Brookwood, so we were going to try to do a game-like scrimmage against Brookwood. So we've not had any real scrimmages or anything. We had one on the 21st, but it was like 40 yards and in. It was very controlled. I thought the kids played really well in it, but we didn't get the special teams on the field and things like that. So for us, you know, that was just one of the setbacks. But I think the kids have handled it real well. You know, Adam, I think, has done a great job with it. Our trainer's done an excellent job of keeping everybody healthy. And, you know, the good thing is the kids have been able pretty much to identify what's going on and get it taken care of. So for us, you know, we haven't had a ton of cases, but we also have a small team. So if one kid were to get it, it could affect us in a major way if it were to slip through and we not catch it.
Coach, coming up and pushing up against a break, you mentioned about the depth of your team. How many players are you looking at on your roster?
We got 30, the dirty 30. We're back to it again, so that's what we got, you know. And so going to be a bunch of guys playing 4 or 5 different positions and getting prepared. You know, some guys are playing inside linebacker, outside linebacker, and got some guys playing tight end, fullback, all kinds of things. You know, poor Josh Meadows, he never comes off the field, I don't think, right now. He's been playing fullback, tight end, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, play slot receiver some, and he's done an outstanding job. He's been a really good leader right now for our guys. He's really pushing everybody.
More to come on the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors. Your proud home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederick Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Linn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location from Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment brought to you by Nats Landing, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. We need to work with our crowd on when they're supposed to clap.
They're on all kinds of things, aren't they?
Claps are better than no claps, no matter when they come.
I'm not getting booed or anything thrown at me.
All right. Coach, once again, you know, I seem to say this to you every year we do this show. Once again, you don't really believe in creating a schedule where there's any off weeks, do you?
No.
Yeah, you sure don't.
No, I don't.
Valwood, Calvary Day, Tift Area, Brantley, GHSA, Long, GHSA, Memorial, at Bullock, St. Andrews, at Pinewood, and then you close out with Trinity.
Yeah, that's going to be a good schedule. We're going to shock some people.
Your kids will certainly be battle-tested by the time it comes playoff time.
Right, and that's the key.
So you're going to, you know, you were able to set it up to where, you know, five home, five away?
Yes.
Pretty much what you're looking for?
Well, I had six home and four away. I'll clear that up. I sold one so we could make some money because of the stipulations and requirements for attendance at the school. Kind of limit us only 200-something people to come to the game on the visitor side, so I was just doing my simple math, $7 times 200 is like $1,400. So I went ahead and sold the game at Calvary Day for like $5,000 and said, let's go make some money. So I was going to clear that up to everybody. So now we're 5-5. We got five at home, five away.
I like it. Anytime on any coach's show that we can break out simple math, it's always a good thing. So the thing I like about this schedule, as pertaining to, I think, last year's schedule, you had your bye weeks pretty much at the beginning of the season and then right at the end, if my memory serves me correctly. So you had basically 10 games just squashed together.
Right.
This year, you're taking your bye week at the beginning of the season, which really helped you with the COVID thing.
Yes.
And then you get another bye smack dab in the middle of the season between Long County and Memorial Day.
Yes. Every year, that's kind of my goal, is to get that middle one. But then with the hurricanes in the last couple of years, that one last year, it pushed us around, and we weren't able to do that. So I think we played all of them kind of in a row, and it really hurt us, you know, injury-wise and not being able to recoup. And so that one in the middle, that big bye week there in the middle of the season, will allow us to hopefully get healed up and then get ready to go for a region tournament.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Do you feel like it's a little bit more manageable of a schedule because of the bye in the middle versus having all those games? Because you mentioned about the injuries and how much that hurt you.
Yeah, you know, I think that's going to play a big role. You know, I think either way, you look at the first five, it's pretty loaded heavily on the front end, and it's loaded on the back end too. You know, I think the back end might be a little easier besides Pinewood and Pinewood a little bit right there, but it's still going to be a tough schedule either way we go. We're going to be tested. We're playing the runner-up and a Final Four team in GISA right off the bat in the first 3 weeks. And then we got a Calvary Day team that's usually pretty solid, and Brantley, who's 3A, and Long, who's 3A. So we're going to find out where we're at in GHSA, how we can compete. And we're going to face some teams like Brantley and Long and Calvary, who's going to have 60 kids, you know, and we're going to see if we can lay in there and fight with them.
Of course, you've got Valwood next week, and you know, we'll break down that game in the next segment. And I was thinking about, you know, I know Valwood's not in the region, but I was thinking about your region, and I'm looking at Pinewood, I'm looking at Bullock, and I'm looking at Frederica. Am I wrong? Do I feel like it's between those three to win the region? Am I wrong about that? Do you see somebody else there?
I think that right now it's a three-dog race right now. And I think everybody's got Pinewood pegged because the quarterback's back and their O-line, D-line, pretty much all returned. They lost a lot of skill kids, I think, but they felt like they were going to replace them. I felt like we controlled that game last year up to half, and then halfway through the third quarter till injuries just mounted and we lost so many guys. And we had it, you know, it's 28-8, so at one point, and then we gave up a couple big plays and had some injuries, and we just kind of got wore out. We run out of legs in the fourth quarter, and that happens when you lose some starters. So, you know, I feel like we got a chance. We stay healthy and can play all the way through this year. We got a good chance to be a pretty good football team.
And, of course, you know, I agree. Pinewood's the team to beat, but then, you know, Bullock Academy Gators, they're always there. Big rivalry between you guys for the last several years. I think they're going to be a force in the region. I think the thing with you guys, when I think about last year, you had a good football team, a lot of inexperience. Now you got a senior-laden, like you mentioned earlier in the show, you got a senior-laden team. That just goes a long way, in winning games.
Right. I think that's the thing. Right now we got some guys that they can weather the storm and get the guys to calm down and play, and that's been a big thing, even at practice. I don't have to harp and yell about certain things. They're on everybody about intensity and moving around and getting some stuff done. You know, it's starting to get to be long. It's we haven't even played yet. We're into September, so the kids are kind of ready to go. They're chomping at the bit. They're tired of hitting each other in practice. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, Friday night how we respond. But I think with that experience, you know, with our juniors and seniors, we're going to be okay. We've had a lot of guys play a lot of downs. With those seniors, even our juniors, I mean, you even think we got some guys that played a ton of downs, even when they were freshmen. Like Bryce Riley played a ton as a freshman and sophomore, and he's starting in the secondary again this year. So he's got some reps behind him, and he's going to kind of lead that group and that back end.
A couple of games, too, that I look at on your schedule. The Tift area game, which you didn't get a chance to play last year, and I know that was, you know, that was a very heavily anticipated game, so I know both Tift area and you guys were chomping at the bit to get on the field at one another. And then, of course, the GHSA games against Brantley and Long, specifically Brantley. There are a lot of Frederica ties over there in Nahanna.
Yeah, we got a good relationship with Brantley. Jeff and I and Coach Mathis, we all still talk. We got a good relationship, you know. It's going to be a fun night October 2nd, I think, for all of us. You know, he's going to have a lot of depth. Jeff will, with 60 kids on the team. I think he's done a great job of trying to rebuild Brantley. I think they're young right now, and so he knows that. And you know, all bets aside, we're going to still have to play. We got to go out there and make it happen. And, you know, I think it'll be just a good, fun game. And hopefully we can get a win out of it. Nothing against Jeff. I love him to death, but we got to win.
Well, on the other side of the break, we're going to break down the big anticipated season opener between Frederica and the Valwood Valiants. And by the way, Valwood opened up in the inaugural Jason Bishop Top 10 High School Football Power Rankings.
Sweet. I hope we break in.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Pennsylvania Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nats Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Boy, we have got a lively crowd and some interesting conversations in the break. Moving on. Coach, you opened up on the season against the Valwood Valiants, who, you know, you guys become pretty big rivals with those guys. And you see them pretty much every year in the playoffs. A couple of heartbreakers, and right. then of course, you know, there was a game where you guys just,
yeah,
they weren't competitive with
right.
you.
Yeah, I think that you know, our biggest goal when we started, I think people thought at the beginning was, Coach, why are we playing Valwood and all that stuff? Well, you know, it goes back to the old saying, if you want to be the man, you got to beat the man. So,
ooh.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think we're pretty equal. You know, we've created a rivalry with them. We've lost a couple heartbreak games that I felt like we probably shouldn't have lost. But overall, you know, I think that it's going to be a good game this Friday. They're the runner-up, GISA, in the state. So we go over there to their place, you know. So it's going to be a challenge when you go in and, you're not going to get many calls, so I've already talked to the kids about that. It's going to be a high emotion, high octane game. Our kids are going to want to be out there, and they're going to give everything they got. And, you know, I think the game's going to come down to who turns the ball over and who doesn't, and who can make a play here and there.
Valwood, of course, already has a game under their belts in which they look really good. I think they won something like 56-8 against Georgia Christian, something like that.
It was something like that. They're a good football team. They're good up front on defense and offense. And Coach Henderson, you know, when he and I talked some this summer, he was talking about his offense and defense line was going to be his strength. So, you know, it's going to be the battle of our two best. Both our offense and defensive line are supposed to be the strengths of our team. So, you know, we're going to see who can win, and I really believe that our kids coming in have a really good shot. I mean, they're prepared, and I think that we're just as good, if not better, in some places.
You've seen tape on them, I'm sure. What do you expect from them?
I expect they're going to play hard on defense. They're going to fly. They fly the ball. They swarm tackle. They do a lot of things right. They get up. They got a little confused and some stuff, but again, it was game one. I expect us to get a little confused on too, but like I told our guys, if they do something we hadn't prepared for, to just check base, let's play ball and go. And the biggest thing I'm looking for is the effort. If our kids can just give 100% effort all night long, I know we're going to make a mistake here and there, but I think if we can give the effort, we can overcome it. So the biggest thing is go out and play hard for 48 minutes and give yourself a chance to win.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Despite the fact that you guys aren't in the same region, like I mentioned, you know, the rivalry that's developed, there's a lot of bragging rights involved in this game as well. Last year you guys played early on in the season, if I'm not mistaken, too, and, you know, that didn't end up going our way.
Right.
And so, you know, it seems to me that with those games with Valwood, there's that back and forth. It constantly goes back. Valwood will win, Frederick will win. So this seems like our year, right?
I hope. I think we got a very good chance. You know, last year we went over there and played them. It was 14-14 with 6 minutes to go in the game, and we just kind of run out of depth. I think we got off the bus with only 25 guys dressed out. Had some injuries after the first game against Charlton, and really got off the bus, and I thought we played really well. They were very athletic and a lot of talent. And I thought our guys did a great job. I mean, we laid right in there and battled them at 14-14. I had a couple guys go down with some cramps and things like that. We just kind of – we run out of gas right there the last 6 minutes. And it happens we don't have a lot of depth. But I thought our kids played really hard last year, and I don't expect it to be any different this year. I think that we've got a little wiser as coaches with rotations and doing some things. We're going to try to keep some guys off the field at times and get some breaks and have guys ready to go. I feel like you know, as a staff, that our guys have done a pretty good job this week working on it. I feel like we have a good chance to go out there and win. It's going to mean something. It's, even though we're not in the same region, we're still being ranked, you know, with the ranking system. So they're ranked second in GISA, we're ranked sixth. So we beat them. It's more than Jason Bishop's top 10. We can move up in Max Prep's top 10, too. So
nobody pays attention to that one.
Yeah, well, but, you know, that's what GISA will be going on. And so our goal is to take care of business and by there, and I guess shock people. I don't guess we're favored, so let's just get ready to go play and do our job, and I think we'll do it. And if we do what we're supposed to, we have a very good chance of winning the game.
That atmosphere over there is not an easy atmosphere to go in and win in either, is it?
No. They're going to bring a bunch of people, and they pack it out, and they're loud and boisterous, and you know, it's a tough area to go win. But if you go win one, you know, over there, you got a good chance to kind of set the tone for the season. You know, and I think for us, that's kind of what we want to do is come out and kind of let everybody know that we can play too. You know, we've graduated some folks in the last couple of years, but we're still here, and we're going to go out and get everything we got. I think this senior group right here, juniors and seniors, they're a good, solid group, so they're going to be ready to go. They'll be prepared.
Coach, you talked about earlier playing hard in the football game. Other than your team playing hard, give me something that Frederica's got to do to walk out of Valdosta with a win.
We're going to stay on blocks. We're going to have to tackle well in the open field, and that's what I told them tonight. That bothers me because we haven't played a game, so we haven't really worked game speed. So I think that kind of scared me. I told them today in our meeting was the first thing was that first quarter, get yourself up to game speed by half, you know, about the first 6 minutes. Don't give up a big play early on. Get yourself ready to go. And then once we get up to game speed and we start figuring it out, I feel like we'll be okay. The big thing is the first 6 minutes. The big thing for us is we got to win special teams. I think we can win special teams, and if we can steal 7 to 14 points off special teams, then that would be a big key for us. So we've really worked on it this week, and I feel pretty good about it.
Thank you for joining us for the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nass Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. And one last thing I want to say, you're right about those rankings. If you win against Valwood later in the year, when teams start getting ranked about who's got to play in the first round and who doesn't, and you've got a tiebreaker for Valwood, huge advantage.
Yes, be big for us.
Well, thank you guys for coming out. Thank you guys for listening. For the head coach of Frederick Academy Knights, Brandon Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop, and for Becky Derrick, signing off.